So based on what we covered, do we sound like the type of company you feel like you could trust?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, well, I appreciate that. May I show you what I found in the home that might be causing some of the issues you're having with your list of goals?
Please do.
Okay, the master bedroom, you said, was a little bit uncomfortable, right?
Yeah.
So if you wouldn't mind, let's take a walk real quick and I'll show you what I found.
Okay.
All right, so your master bedroom, I did an airflow calculations and see how many cubic feet per minute should be circulating and coming out of your vents. Mm-hmm. And your bedroom requires about 120 cubic feet per minute to stay comfortable when it's really hot or really cold.
Okay.
Okay. This little instrument will measure the amount of air that comes out of the vent. Okay. So with the door open and that over there, what's my phone saying with the door open? You can see it's about 122 CFM. Mm-hmm. Looks pretty good, right?
Right.
What happens when I shut the door? Check this out. Click.
Yeah, it's down to 70.
70. So we're not getting enough air in there when the door's closed to keep it warm in the summer. I'm sorry, warm in the winter and cool in the summer. Does that make sense?
Makes sense.
So if I can simulate having the door open, can you see how that'll help?
Yeah.
All we need to do is put a couple of what I call jumper ducts high in the wall and then low inside so that it'll alleviate the pressure buildup in there and even out the hot and cold spots significantly. See how that'll help?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's what it's going to take for that. Do you have any questions about that?
No.
Okay, good enough. So you'd also mentioned reducing the noise of the air conditioner sitting outside. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. So the systems that we're going to be looking at, we have systems that are very similar to what you have. It'll be a lot less noisy. And then we have other systems that are that actually we can have a conversation like this and you can't even hear them run. So system selection is going to have a lot to do with it. But I also found that you're getting a lot of noise from the line sets that are rattling as the way that they're installed, the copper lines. You hear that clanging back and forth and some gush, like a swishing noise from time to time. So when we replace all those line sets, we're going to make sure they're properly sized and secured so they don't rattle and bump. And we're also going to make sure that the outdoor unit is level. Okay. So as you can see in the photograph right here, the unit is a little crooked. Mm-hmm. Well, that fan on top of the unit, that goes at about 800 to 1,200 revolutions per minute. It spins pretty fast. So what's happening is that fan wobbles and gets out of balance, and it causes the whole outdoor unit to shake. We're going to take all that out, remove the pad, level it, and put a very strong foundation on so that it will not get out of level and it'll be nice and steady and on a vibration isolator so it doesn't wobble. Can you see how that's going to help?
Yeah.
Okay, great. And then as far as your master bedroom, now you'd mentioned allergy triggers too. One thing by taking care of this master bedroom and getting the proper airflow and circulation in here, we're going to be able to change the air in here 6 to 7 times an hour. Right now you're getting an air change of maybe 4. Okay? What that means is we're not able to filter the air in this room often enough to reduce enough of the allergy triggers to help you out. So when we do this duct design, and we'll talk about the equipment in a moment, can you see how these modifications are going to help quite a bit?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Do you have any questions about that?
No.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that. The next step is just to take a look at the equipment features so you can have an understanding of what they'll do for you, and then we can talk about the equipment selection and the price. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, great.